The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Governance expert concerned with several bills tabled in Parliament for possible enactment. Government assures diplomatic core of peaceful 2026 elections and business continuity. And DR Congo president hints at extending his term and delaying polls. Good afternoon. With a lunchtime news at 13, I'm Injo Kasavo. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over the number of bills being tabled in Parliament for consideration and possible enactment just weeks before the dissolution of Parliament. In the last 3 weeks, government has proposed several bills to be tabled in Parliament, among them the CCTV bill for consideration and possible enactment. But speaking in an interview of RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda questioned why the UPND government is in a hurry to enact the bills only a few months before the general elections, a move he says is raising suspicion among members of the public. Mr. Mianda expressed that 2 weeks is not enough time for members of parliament to read and fully understand all the bills presented before them, a situation he says risks members of parliament agreeing or discouraging to bills that may not serve the interest of the people. Mr. Mianda has reminded government that constitutional amendments are for the people and not for the government alone. Therefore, he said, wider consultations before the enactment of these bills are necessary to avoid a backlash similar to what happened with Bill 7.
You know, looking at these bills, I think they need for members of parliament to have enough time to read it through so they can understand the content and how that can actually be applied in people's livelihood, because, you know, the constitution, that it should be people-driven constitution, and it is made for the Zambian people who are supposed to be consulted in the first place. But then it's like we are kept blind. Why am I saying so? Because we don't seem to know much about the bills that are tabled in parliament.
Evans Nsongela Kandeke, popularly known as DJ Kandeke, has confirmed that edits have been made to a scene in Yo Mapsi's music video budget in which two women were seen kissing each other. DJ Kandeke, who manages Yo Mapsi, said the scene in question has since been blurred in line with YouTube editing guidelines and will eventually be removed permanently. Speaking in an interview of RCV News in Lusaka today, DJ Kandeke expressed that he was not impressed with the manner in which the Zambia Association of Musicians, ZAM, handled the matter. He further reminded Zambians that Yo Mapsi and his team are still learning and that concerns regarding their work can be addressed through dialogue. Mr. Kandeke explained that the team initially responded in the way they did due to what he described as an unfair approach from ZAM. He added that the team remains committed to learning and ensuring that their work contributes positively to society.
So if you approach me in a bad way, I'll respond in a bad way. But if you come with good intentions, definitely I'll respond with good intentions. Very simple and straightforward. Nothing is difficult, Magamba. There's nothing difficult, but approach matters. I think everything is done now. The video is dead, it's there, you can check, it's bread. But definitely with time it will be removed, like it can form permanently. That's what they said.
Government has assured the African diplomatic core of a peaceful, transparent and credible electoral process ahead of the August 2026 general elections, while reaffirming its commitment to regional cooperation, economic diplomacy and peace building across Africa. Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Princess Kasune, says Zambia remains committed to democratic governance and peaceful transitions of power, citing the country's electoral history since the return to multi-party democracy in 1991. Speaking when she addressed the diplomats accredited to Zambia in Lusaka today, Ms. Kasune said government values the role played by foreign envoys in strengthening bilateral and multilateral relations. Ms. Kasune emphasized that Zambia will continue promoting diplomacy, dialogue, good governance and the rule of law, including increased participation of women, youths and differently abled persons in the electoral process. She also reiterated Zambia's focus on economic diplomacy as a key pillar of Zambia's foreign policy. Ms. Kasune said government is prioritizing economic diversification, investment promotion and stronger trade relations with cooperating partners.
We are actively engaging our cooperating partners and all of you to position Zambia as a competitive hub for sustainable business, trade and investment.
Works to modernize the Kafue roundabout have taken shape, marking significant progress in efforts to improve the city's outlook and enhance urban infrastructure. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project, which includes the rehabilitation of the Kafue and Kawa roundabouts as well as the development of the traffic, is being implemented under the corporate social responsibility by Wonderful Group of Companies Limited in partnership with the Lusaka City Council LCC. Ms. Mwamba said that the ongoing works are expected to transform the roundabouts into modern appealing landmarks, contributing to improved traffic flow, enhanced road safety and more organized urban environment. The initiative reflects continued collaboration between the public and the private sectors aimed at modernizing Lusaka and improving the quality of infrastructure within the city, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the Council's Engineering Services Department has been closely monitoring the works to ensure compliance with required standards and quality of execution. Ms. Mwamba said that once complete, the project will significantly contribute to the beautification of Lusaka while reinforcing its status as a growing and vibrant capital city. In foreign news, Democratic Republic of Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi has said he may consider seeking a third term in office when his mandate expires in 2028. Tshisekedi, however, said an extension of his presidency would only be done by consulting the people through a referendum. The law allows a maximum of two terms. He added that the elections may not be held on schedule because of the conflict in the east of the country. Coming up shortly, Iran considering U.S. proposal as Trump says war will be over quickly. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump has predicted that the war in Iran will be over quickly and says that most people understand his goal of ending Tehran's nuclear ambitions. His comments come after Iran said a U.S. proposal to end the war is still being considered. U.S. news outlet Axios reported that the White House believes it could be closing in on a 14-point memorandum of understanding with Iran, which could set a framework for more detailed nuclear negotiations.
Sports update.
Liverpool have cut the size of their planned rise in ticket prices for the next couple of seasons after fans protested. Following discussions with the club's supporters board, Liverpool will increase general admission ticket prices by 3% for the 2026-2027 season, followed by a price freeze in 2027-2028. The Premier League champions had previously